Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bass. My name is Dan Chudimkov, and I'm sure you know that by now, but I really wanted to talk about scaling companies and something that I'm noticing that I was not aware of, so I had to share with you guys. Hey guys, Dan Chudimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bass, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, I remember very vividly when I started BSB, I was everywhere. Like, I would have wear the hat of marketing to find potential clients. I would wear the hat of sales, trying to negotiate, prospecting, lead generation, sales, meetings, proposals, the whole thing. Then I was the project manager, facilitation of the project. I was the execution. Well, I was doing the whole work after all that. And I was doing the finance. I had to invoice, log hours, or whatever I was supposed to do. As I've started growing the company, I've started adding more layers. Like, the first part that helped me was that I got some people so they can help me with the execution. That was part one that I took out. The second part was that I got a project manager who helped me with the management of the execution. So then I could really focus on the marketing and sales part. And yeah, at some point we got a sales guy and we got a marketing manager. So I was then able to finally focus exclusively on the strategic part. And I thought that was it. The story should end here, that, well, instead of working in the business, you should focus on building on the business. And I did that for quite some time. I mean, yeah, we've added content agency service, we've added the ebooks, we've added the sweet leads, we've added a lot of podcasts, a lot of stuff, the online academy now. And I thought that, well, if I continue building these digital assets, the company valuation, the value of the company will continue growing. And of course, the more we grow, the more people become aware of about us and the more people come to us. Now, the thing that I wanted to add on top of it is that as I've started building digital asset, now I'm realizing that there is another level. And another level is utilizing the network. And there was a saying that I've heard in Armenia that the professor was saying is that your network is your net worth. And now I'm starting to notice the value there. So, for example, for the book, the old Dancho would actually sit down and write 2 years from scratch in order to have a nice book. Yeah, the second one will be much faster. But then, with a collaborative leadership project, I have 10 to 12 authors and entrepreneurs, and each one is actually building a chapter, and we have a nice book. And then it's much easier when you involve 10 additional people to help you with the writing, and the same 10 people will also help with the publishing, with the launching. We're gonna organize a summit together for the official launch, and I'm just realizing how significantly less effort it is that when you want to publish a book or a digital asset, when you're utilizing the network, you're capitalizing on the network. And in the same content, now I'm noticing the magic that is happening behind the summit, because summit is a lot of work. There is a lot of logistics involved. There are so many aspects, from marketing, from design, from organizing the speakers, from the website, everything, the agenda and everything. And I'll stop there. But then again, I'm actually utilizing the network of 12 speakers. Because now, instead of me, if it was Dancho's summit or if it was BSB summit, then I should have done 100 times more work in first promoting the summit, finding more attractive agenda, then figuring out how to attract so many people to come to the summit. But when you have 12 speakers, there is some magic in the network. Actually, we've started promoting our speakers. Well, this speaker is an expert in cold calling. This speaker has an automation tool. And all of a sudden, they've started, as I put the light on the speakers and not on BSB, they've started promoting the summit. And I can see when 12 people start sharing to their own community about an event, we get far, far better results. So here I'm actually driving. I'm actually late to an art exhibition, and it's a Friday evening, and I have to, actually, I wanted to, because I want to network a bit, and I'm thinking how I've missed this for 7 years. I've realized now why I have a cousin, and he does everything with partnerships. Like, he started a marketing agency, 3 or 4 partners. He started a fast food shop, 3, 4, 5 partners. He started an online platform, 5, 6 partners. And I'm realizing that the network effect, because when 4 or 5 people will give a hand, the results are far better where you do everything on your own. And for some time, I believe that, yeah, we're going to have to do everything on our own. Do I want an academy? We're going to build our own academy. Well, the new me was that if I wanted now, today, to build an academy, I would take a completely different route. Instead of me creating all the 6 courses with the community, with the recordings, with the everything, I would have partnered up. I would look out who is the best for the ideal client profiling, and I would give him that chapter so he can do it. And then I would look at who is the best database builder or automation expert, and who is the best copywriter. So instead of me talking endlessly, 1.5 years in preparation, guys, for the academy, I would have partnered up with a lot of experts in the field. Because guess what? It's not just about the quality that they can put in the academy. It's also the network effect. They can start promoting their own courses, and we can jointly promote the academy. That's a note for myself for the second academy. Hopefully there's going to be a second one. But anyway, with these 2 examples, with the collaborative leadership project of book publishing, and with the summit, I've really realized that the network effect is huge, and the network is your net worth. Seriously, guys, if you're planning on doing some project, it is so much work when you're doing everything on your own. And connecting with like-minded people, you're tapping a completely different field. That's really smart, because if I now start considering adding additional digital assets into our portfolio, it would be the partnering route. We were considering building our own software from scratch, and now I'm like, do I really want to manage software developers for like 6-12 months till we get the MVP? Or I would rather partner with a software development company, or I would even partner with an existing automation tool and just white label it for the starting point and start going out there rather than actually doing it myself. Or if we consider doing other events or other projects, whether it's in digital media, I would start looking for partners from day one. That's a really lesson that I have learned these days, and I really wanted to share with you guys, because for me, the ultimate goal was that, well, when you start working on the business, on the strategic part and not in the business, that's it. You've achieved your goal. It means that you no longer are needed by the company, and it can continue working on its own. And that is a great part to be in, but now I've realized there is an extra layer. Start utilizing the network on collaborative projects, and you'll see how exponentially growth comes. That's all I had, guys. I think I arrived to the destination. It should be here somewhere. Good luck with the growth, and tell me if this has logic for you, whether it's something you can apply. That's it. Have a great day, guys. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.